Latinos account for virtually all of the population growth in the city of Boston in the past 35 years. That's one finding of a new report being released this morning by the Boston Foundation titled Powering Greater Boston's Economy. It shows Latinos make up 20% of the Boston population and own 10% of all private businesses in the city. Luke Schuster, one of the co-authors, says Latinos have been crucial to the city's recent transformation.
Latinos have just been absolutely core to Boston's resurgence as a city. Back in the 1950s, Boston had over 800,000 people living in the city, and then that dropped by about a third by 1980. And as the city lost all those people, the economy really slowed. Fortunately, though, the city has really boomed in the last 35 years since then, and the growth in the city's population since 1980 is due almost entirely to growth in the Latino population. And without that growth in the last 35 years, I think it's just very likely that our regional economy wouldn't be doing nearly as well as it's doing right now.
In terms of the workforce, the report found the growth in the Latino population means Latinos, I guess almost naturally, make up a huge portion of the city's workforce.
They're not just, you know, workers in existing businesses, but they're also business owners themselves. In recent years, back in 2007, 7.8% of firms in Boston were owned by Latinos, and that's up now to over 10% of firms owned by Latinos.
The report says there's still a lot of untapped potential in the community. What do you mean by that, Luke?
Yeah, well, here's a really good example of that on the ground. We looked at the share of firms owned by Latinos within a bunch of different industries. And what we found was, in many cases, Latinos are starting new businesses in many industries in Boston, but that the relative size of those firms is smaller than others in the industry. So, for example, in healthcare and social assistance, 23% of firms in Boston are owned by Latinos, but compare that to those firms only representing 8% of sales within that industry. So an example like that, to me, suggests good recent growth in business ownership by the Latino community, but there's still a real opportunity to develop those businesses.
So basically, there are small businesses in this very big pie that's called the healthcare industry in Massachusetts.
Exactly. And so the opportunity there is to grow the footprint of those Latino-owned businesses moving forward.
The report found that just 19% of the Latino population have a bachelor's degree or higher, and that English proficiency remains a significant issue or a barrier to higher education.
Yeah, and to me that suggests a two-pronged strategy that we really need. One is focusing on programs that help all people, including Latinos, to have an opportunity to get a college degree. And then additionally, I think the second piece is a strategy that ensures people without a college degree still have an opportunity to succeed in the workforce. So job training programs, there's a wide range of middle skill job openings in our high-tech economy, advanced manufacturing jobs, nursing jobs. So I think with a focused workforce training strategy, we can provide opportunities for folks in the middle while at the same time building better supports for ensuring that first-generation college students are able to succeed and get a degree.
Luke Schuster, director of the Boston Indicators Project at the Boston Foundation, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thanks for having me.